The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
He was the limitless wonder.
He definitely has that machismo.
Yes, it's that time of the week. Time for the big boy, Mark Cabali. We're also coming up on the 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. And I might add, you can join Odyssey radio stations, Pitt Athletics, and Saloni's Italian Bakery at the Market District at Settlers Ridge, November 18th, 19th, 20th, from 2 until 7 p.m. While you're out buying supplies for your tailgates and Turkey Day celebrations, help us fill up the truck to benefit Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank and support your local community members. Help us bring home the biggest haul to Pitt. Learn more at 937thefan.com. The big boy works for the Pat McAfee Show. Is that how I introduce you now, Cabali?
Yeah, you can throw that, Pat McAfee Show. You know, contributor to The Fan, WWE Network, WWE contributor and social media writer, and all-around good guy.
I like all of that. I'm going to start you with this. Is a dome stadium. We just got into a very raucous conversation with the populace here. Because Cleveland, people are talking about the Cleveland Stadium, the Buffalo Stadium, all of that. Would you be in favor if of the Steelers moving to a dome stadium?
First of all, who in the world would say they want to move to a dome stadium as a fan in Pittsburgh?
Apparently a lot of people. We just had a bunch of calls. I'm with you. I hate it, but some people like it. Apparently a lot of people.
Turn in your terrible towel if you're on that side of the fence. What are we talking about here? Absolutely not. I mean, first of all, you'd have to build a whole new stadium. That's number one. You're not just going to put a cover over top of this. But that's what the allure of Northeast football is, man. Maybe not to the point of, you know, the 8 feet of snow in Buffalo and the playoff game. That was a little extreme. But how many times does that really happen? Forget about it. Absolutely not. And Cleveland should be embarrassed even thinking about that.
I agree with every syllable that he just said there, Limits. Do you?
I do. I don't know about embarrassed to build a dome. Because I think, well, Mark, let me throw this out there for you, just from a non-football perspective, from like a city perspective. Would it even factor in your mind if you were guaranteed to get a Super Bowl or some Final Fours in your stadium?
No, absolutely not. I mean, if you want a Final Four, I mean, obviously you'd have to go to a stadium-like atmosphere, but I mean, you got PPG paints, just do an Elite Eight round there. I mean, the same thing goes with, I mean, they've been holding a lot of WrestleManias at places like that too, but they've held those out in the open too in April. That's a very, very limited audience limited events you're talking about here. A Super Bowl once every 20 years. I mean, Colts had one once. Final Four once every 20. Who wants to come to Pittsburgh? No offense. If you're a Final Four team to be able to play here. I want to go to New Orleans. I want to go to Arizona. I want to go to places like that. So, no, absolutely not.
All right, next question. Was Mike Tomlin taking a subtle dig at Deontay Johnson yesterday, or was that just an innocent and accurate observation?
Yeah, I think it might be a little bit of both. It's tough because if you look at the words, and the words look bad, just on black and white paper, Twitter, X, whatever you want to say, it says he's taking, well, at least a little felt tip dart, right? at him. But just how he reacted, his facial reactions, it seemed like he was just saying, oh, man, he doesn't show up on the film. I'm not even thinking about him. But on the flip side of that, when has he ever talked that way about absolutely anybody? So you can probably convince me either way. But knowing Tomlin, I would say no. He was just, for the one time in his life, or second time in his life, just being honest and saying, at this point in time, he's just not part of the offense, so I haven't got around to looking at him yet. I don't think he's that type of guy to take a dart like that in public, unless you're, you know, Hollywood Henderson or Terry Bradshaw, right?
Limits, do you have a question for the big boy?
I do. This is a big Patrick Queen revenge game for you, Mark. What do you think that he's up to? Because we had Rob Long on the show earlier today, and he said that, I mean, Queen, the game that he had last week was really good against Washington, but that's who Patrick Queen is. He has one game where he shows up, and then he'll kind of disappear into the fray a little bit. Which version of Patrick Queen will we get?
I don't know. The week before that, he looked pretty good, or 2 weeks before that, I thought he looked pretty good against the Giants as well. I mean, which was interesting today is Patrick Queen normally always talks in the morning on Wednesday, and he was conspicuous by his absence today. So, nothing to get riled up about. But I think these are the type of games where Patrick Queen does shine and why you want him. I mean, you don't really have to do anything different to be able to slow down Lamar Jackson's running ability or running game here with some sort of scheme. You're like, Patrick Queen, we saw how you can get from sideline to sideline last week against Jalen Daniels. Do the same thing you do against Lamar Jackson. So maybe he does disappear to a point. I don't know, but this is why you bring him in here. And he'll probably go a long way in how they perform against the Ravens offense, because I think, like I said, I think they brought him in here for specific games like this. Stop Lamar Jackson from getting those 14 carries for 98 yards. And I think he's capable of doing that. He knows everything about him. Trust me, he has a chip on his shoulder just from talking to him from, you know, months and weeks back. This is something he definitely circled on his calendar. He's heard the "you're no good unless Roquan Smith's next to you." He's heard all the complaints about him coming out of Baltimore. So it does mean a lot to him. And I'd be shocked if he doesn't have a very, very good game, because I think he's obviously trending in that direction. He's playing very well.
Mark, your concern level on two guys that I keep hearing about questions in mailbags and things like that, Minka and Joey Porter Jr. Are they performing about as you expected, a little worse, a little better?
I think they're right there. I mean, they're not overwhelming. You know, they're not having like Pro Bowl type, All Pro type of seasons, but what is the complaint have been about Joey Porter? I haven't read mailbags in a while, so I don't know what the complaint is out there, other than maybe, you know, no interceptions or something like that. I think he's extremely important for what they do. I mean,
do you think he's having a good year?
I think he's having an above average year. I mean, it's not, like I said, he's not having an All Pro year, because that comes along with picks, and he only has like two or three picks in his career, because that's not really something he's been able to do. But I think there's nothing wrong with him. I mean, take him out of the game, then come talk to me and see how much you want Joey Porter in the game. So Minka's going to be Minka. He's not making those splash plays that we were accustomed to 2-3 years ago. I mean, there could be a number of reasons of why he doesn't do that. I still think it is we're still trying to prevent some of the over the top, some of the longer plays, and have him being that center fielder type of guy. But I mean, put it this way, I think he has room to improve, or at least put up better stats. And I would assume what type of a player he is, that eventually is going to be like the Patrick Queen. He's going to get to that point where he's like, okay, that's the Minka that we've known and been accustomed to. So no, he's not having a great year in terms of production, but I wouldn't trade him, I tell you that much.
Who talked about trading him? You've taken this
way
too far.
Trading him for somebody else, taking him out and putting in somebody else, or getting rid of him. I'm not saying trading him.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you think the big boy overreacted to that question, Limits?
Not really.
Okay, your turn.
I'm just wondering who these mailbags. Fire the phones. My phone. Clicking.
No, I mean, I understand the question. He's a young player, and I like him. Yeah. But I think he's coming off a tough game. I think he's had an up and down year. I know you hate Pro Football Focus, but they give him a lousy grade, and he's also committed a number of penalties again. He's coming off a rough one, and they're going to be facing some really good. Like a higher level of passing game than they faced for most of the season coming up here. So I understand the questions.
Well, that's one game too. I don't think he's been like that the entire season.
No, I think he's.
You can have a fart, brain fart every once in a while. I mean, we're talking about Terry McLaurin here, who's what, the top four receiver in the league right now in terms of yardage. I mean, he's no slouch.
I know. The problem is you're going to have a little bit of Ja'Marr Chase here coming up. You're going to have some really good receivers, a little bit of A.J. Brown, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I get the concern. I think you're overreacting, not them.
I'm not concerned. I'm not concerned. I'm not like saying, oh, my goodness, what are they going to do? I'm not at that point yet.
All right. Limits?
Mark, how big of an impact will Alex Highsmith's absence have in this game?
Well, I mean, I don't think so much if you saw what Preston Smith was able to do in such a limited snap time last week. I mean, he made a couple significant plays. So I think, I mean, of course he's going to be missed because I still think he's one of the better outside pass rushers in the world. The question is if Herbig comes back and how much he'll be able to play and how many snaps he's able to do. But if you take both Preston Smith and Herbig and put them together to be able to replace Highsmith, and I think you'll be okay in the short term. I mean, Heisman's supposed to be back in a couple weeks. Knowing them, they usually take 1 or 2 weeks extra here. That's been their MO right now. Once you're healthy, then I'll sit out another week, wow, then come back. So unless somebody else gets hurt, I think they'll be okay. They're still going to need some. That's where you have to worry about if somebody gets hurt or if somebody needs a blow. Then you have to go back to the Jeremiah Moons. That's where it comes in. Now you would love to have, you know, if Highsmith and Watt comes out, you got Herbig and Smith to come in. But unfortunately, you're not going to have that in a couple of weeks. So you're in a much better spot you are now than you were last week at this time.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's here. Who's that?
That was none other than Jeff Hathorne and the great EJ Borghetti walking by me.
Were they talking about Dr. Kornfeder in reference to me?
That was Hathorne, yes. That was Jeff.
The Chevy Red Tag event now through December 2nd. 0% APR for well-qualified buyers. Full terms at sunchevy.com. High of 58 today with cloudy skies. In lieu of a game of free association, I want to know from you and Limits your thoughts on the Mike Tyson Jake Paul fight. Is this actually a fight?
Friday, yes. It's a legit fight, too.
Are you into this? You going to watch it?
Oh, I'm definitely going to watch it. It's on Netflix, I do believe. We're just talking about this earlier. You know, I definitely want Mike Tyson to win this because if he loses this, man, my entire childhood will be just devastated from the Mike Tyson that I grew up watching and just dominating people, getting whipped up by a YouTuber. But I don't think you can sleep on a guy like Jake Paul either. I think he might, obviously he's 30 years younger and bigger, stronger, faster, but I don't know. I think if I had to put money on it, I'd say Mike Tyson, but it better happen within a round or two.
Limits, you watching this?
I think I'm going to watch it. I want Tyson to win. You know, Paul's obviously bigger. He's definitely got more muscle, and the youth is on his side. But I want to see the YouTuber go down. He's become a fighter now. Like, he's an actual legit fighter now. I don't think you can doubt that, Mark. Like, at first I was very skeptical, but he can hold his own. I still want to see him get knocked out by Tyson.
He's an actual fighter. Like,
At first he was doing it, I think, for jokes and YouTube clicks.
Yeah.
Is he beating other professional fighters?
I think he's won 7 or 8 games, 8 matches.
Yeah. He's beaten a lot of other YouTube people
UFC guys. You hear a lot of people talking about that he's actually turning into a really good fighter right now, and he's young and strong and powerful, and he actually knows how to box now.
I don't believe that for a second. I think he's going to get killed by not literally, I hope, but crushed by Mike Tyson.
What's Tyson, 55?
58, and Paul's going to get to use heavier gloves? Why?
I don't know. I didn't dive into
it. It says he's going to use heavier gloves with the idea of decreasing the power of his punches. So they're giving Tyson an advantage by making the other guy use bigger gloves. Did you see that, Limits?
I did not.
That's weird.
I heard we're going to have a watch party at Mark's house to watch the fight.
That sounds good.
Mm-hmm. No, I'll probably be watching SmackDown. So,
all right.
Wrestling.
Prediction on the game. Last thing. Just a score.
I keep going to say this. I think the Steelers will win this game 28-24, but then they lose in Cleveland.
Thank you, big boy.
All right, fellas.
Bye, Mark.
What a nice man he is, huh?
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.